Spirit Blade Underground, episode 296. Warning, access restricted. Please submit to DNA verification. Processing. Verification complete. Access granted. Welcome. Audio file encryption processing. Transmission decoded. Begin playback for System 5. Spirit Blade Underground, episode 296.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Monitor Room at the Spirit Blade Underground Podcast, a biblical examination and celebration of geekery and geek entertainment, as well as the official podcast of Christian Geek Central, a website and very unique community you're invited to check out at ChristianGeekCentral.com. I'm Peter Franson from Spirit Blade Productions, producing entertainment and resources designed to equip, encourage, and inspire Christian geeks like you and me to live more and more for Christ. For more information and free goodies, check out SpiritBlade.net. On the show today, a review of the movie Hansel and Gretel. I wasn't sure at the end of the last show how to pronounce it. I'm going with Hansel. I think that's, if I remember correctly, that's how they say it in the movie, Hansel. Hansel and Gretel. No German accents in that movie, though, oddly enough. But anyway, you'll get an idea really soon of what Ken from Honolulu thinks of Hansel and Gretel. And then also Rich the Rocket Scientist is swinging by to give us a review of the comic book Steam Engines of Oz. Plus, I'm going to share a reading of the other Christmas story from the Gospel of John. And we'll take a look at the word Emmanuel as we get ready to launch into Christmas here very soon. All right, lots of show. Let's do it.
Every day, somewhere in the world, a movie is slipping through the cracks. Every year, hundreds are lost and forgotten. But one man refuses to let them fall into darkness. One man risks everything to bring them back into the light. That man is Ken from Honolulu.
Hello, this is Ken from Honolulu with a movie review. This review contains spoilers. The movie is Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, made in 2013. Written and directed by Tommy Wirkola. Starring Jeremy Renner as Hansel. Gemma Atherton as Gretel. Synopsis. Hansel and Gretel are bounty hunters who track and kill witches all over the world. As the fabled Blood Moon arrives, the siblings encounter a new form of evil that might hold a secret to their past. Review. I give this movie an 8 on the quality score. It's well filmed, the CG isn't that bad, and the acting is fairly decent. I give it a 5 on the relevant score. One of the things that you can really sit down and discuss with your family, if you want to watch this movie, is whether there can be good witches or bad witches, and what the Bible says about witches and sorcery, and whether it makes a distinction. When you watch movies and plays, it's just inherent that you suspend disbelief for the time that you're watching this so that you can be part of the film. With this film, you don't suspend disbelief. You take it, you stomp on it, you throw it out the window, because this is just a completely unbelievable film. However, it is a real action film. There is an awful lot of that going on, and it is an extremely violent film. This is not a film for kids, say, under 15, I would say. Even some of the violence on TV doesn't match some of this stuff. Example, a troll is fighting some human beings, and he grabs one of the human beings in his left hand. With his right hand, he takes his finger and thumb and squishes the guy's head, and it pops, kind of like a grape. Another time, he stomps on a guy, And it's very, very graphic. They use the F word maybe five times in the film. Maybe five times. And there is no real sex. You don't see any kind of sex. There is one very brief scene of rear nudity. A woman is going to get into a pond, and so she drops her dress, and you see her from behind for the amount of time that it takes her to walk 10 feet into the water to be covered by the water. You never see anything else. All you see is her bottom. So it's not that sexy or anything, but this is an action film. The CG is fairly decent. You can tell what's CG and you can tell what's not. However, by this time, you have suspended disbelief to the point where you just don't care. And don't get me wrong, it's a fun film to watch if you're into action, because that's what this is. But again, you have to suspend disbelief, because Hansel uses a shotgun. Gretel uses a crossbow that, when she pushes a button, instead of firing forward, a second bow comes out, and it shoots right and left. So, you know, and they use a Gatling gun with belt-fed ammunition, and this is supposed to be in, what, 1200, maybe 14, whenever the Brothers Grimm wrote this in their time. I mean, however the writer pushed that story back into that time. So this is a movie that you just suspend disbelief. But it is fun. It is fun to watch. The story is kind of out there. How they hunt down witches, and they're well known for it. They're bounty hunters, and they're well known for it. The costumes are kind of interesting. Sometimes Gretel wears a dress and looks very feminine. Other times she wears this tight leather suit kind of deal that looks tough but sexy. The film is filmed partly with some kind of a blue filter on the camera, so it gives it kind of a dark, gritty look. And there's an awful lot of dirt and mud involved. So it gives you a real feeling that this is a hard life and a hard place where these people live. All in all, I would recommend the film if you're into action movies, if you like a lot of action with very little character development, if you like a violent action film, because don't get me wrong, this film is extremely violent. So my recommendation is, don't let your kids under 15 watch it. If you do, then be sitting there with them to talk to them about the violence and have a good time watching it. Again, there's little to talk about as far as relevance. You can talk about whether there's good witches and bad witches and what the Bible says about that. That's always a good place to go. So I recommend the film. It's fun, and it's a good film. This has been Ken from Honolulu with a movie review. Thank you for listening. Aloha.
Well, I want to remind you guys to check out the other podcasts in the Christian Geek Central Network, such as the Strangers and Aliens podcast, the Theology Gaming podcast, and the Untold podcast. This month on the Untold podcast, Lizzie sees time differently, but how does she use this ability in this strange tale by Critical Press Media's own Winston Crutchfield? For more information about the CGC Network, visit ChristianGeekCentral.com.
Good evening, Spirit Bladers. This is Rich the Rocket Scientist again, doing a comic review of the Steam Engines of Oz. This was a Kickstarter project back in June and has been recently been released in tradeback form, which I read and enjoyed. The story was by Sean Patrick O'Reilly and Eric Hendricks, who also scripted the comic. The letters by Amanda Hendricks and Eric Hendricks. Art by Giannis Rombolias and EJ Sue. The comic itself is definitely in the steampunk genre. A lot of the Tin Man's influence, if you will, in the overarching Emerald City now. It's basically a generation after Dorothy is gone. The Cowardly Lion has had kids. The Tin Man gives a little bit more of a backstory on him in this, on what drove him to where he was at the point. And the Scarecrow, who really can't die. He's a scarecrow, and he's stuffed with straw. So as long as he's got straw, how's he going to die? But the only real difference in the comic book here versus what our traditional knowledge of Oz is that the Wizard of Oz is still in the story. Dorothy's gone home, but Oz is still in the Land of Oz. So this that's really the only difference. I did see some characters in here from one of the lesser well-known Wizard of Oz stories, The Return to Oz. That was kind of a refreshing input into the story. It was kind of nice to see that they did capture almost everything that that was put into the previous movies that came up to this point. It really, from a quality standpoint, the art is pretty awesome. I gotta say, I really enjoyed looking at the artwork that was put into this. Even though it was a Kickstarter project, and these guys probably they probably are professional somewhere. Maybe this was just a side project that they wanted to do that they couldn't get their companies to fund, or maybe they truly are just amateur artists that wanted, you know, to put out a comic book of their own. Good job to those guys. I hope to see more of this. I really would hope that they will take this on with the success of this, evident success of this Kickstarter project, and continue on with the storyline. Bring out the better of the characters. The main character of the book is Victoria, who is a machinist, mechanic, if you will, who works in the pits of the Emerald City, keeping everything functioning, all the clocks and all, everything that the Tin Man has going on in the city. He's the one in charge, if you will, at this point in time. Scarecrow is nowhere to be found, and the Cowardly Lion left, and Oz, he kind of got ran out. So the Munchkins are still in here, but they're definitely more along the lines of what we would think of in the fantasy world as like the big bad dwarves. They definitely know how to get down and fight. So definitely a new twist on the whole Wizard of Oz universe. And I congratulate them. I wish them good luck with this. I hope that there's more of it. From a quality score, I'd give it a 7.5, maybe an 8 out of 10. And relevance, probably more along the lines of a 4 or 5 out of 10. There's really not much in the spiritual realm that I could probably glean out of this other than, like I said, it was just enjoyable. So I'll leave you with that and hope that you enjoyed as much as I did. Good evening. God bless, Spirit Bladers.
Well, if you enjoy the reviews you hear on this show, you can help support this podcast by going to ChristianGeekCentral.com before you buy something at Amazon.com. Most of our reviews posted there include an Amazon.com purchase link. If you click through there first, we'll get a little cut of what you pay Amazon, whether you buy new or used from them. It doesn't increase the cost for you, and it helps support Spirit Blade Productions and Christian Geek Central. So stop by ChristianGeekCentral.com and do a quick search to see if that geek treasure you've got your eye on can help us do bigger and better things in the future.
The truth will set you free.
Truth is that which corresponds to fact or reality. To assert that truth is not absolute is a self-defeating proposition. Now, lots of things are possible, but our beliefs should reflect the best explanation of the available evidence. I'm no expert, but the information is out there. You'd be amazed what you can learn if you spend some time in search of truth.
The truth.
This week, I'm taking a break from examining a specific passage of the Bible and instead just going to touch on something relevant, I think, to us geeks, or at least in a geeky way.
And take a look at a passage of the Bible as we head into Christmas here that maybe you don't usually think about when you sit down with your family or whatever tradition you might have developed by yourself to just kind of meditate on Scripture before you head into Christmas. A lot of times people will read the Christmas story, as it's called, from the Gospel of Luke. But a few years ago, I found myself being more and more drawn to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, which I will read from the ESV. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, 'This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.'" Well, I want to also, just as part of this In Search of Truth segment, do something a little bit different and read to you something that I wrote. It's very brief, that I wrote years ago when I was the worship pastor at our church. It's just something I wrote during to read at the top of a service, if I remember correctly, before we started into our time of corporate worship. And some of you guys who have heard my version of Emmanuel, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, will recognize some of these words, because some of these words that I wrote were included in as spoken word in the middle of that that song. But anyway, this is something that I wrote years ago. I was inspired by thinking about the lyrics to O Little Town of Bethlehem, and specifically the phrase, "Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." And that phrase in particular just got me thinking and writing, and you'll sense a bit of sci-fi geek language in the mix. And I turned it into basically a short little reading that I'll sometimes put now on Christmas cards. It's been worthwhile to me to spend time really thinking about this name for the Messiah that we throw around in songs and stuff, but we don't really think about what it means. So I hope that that this will trigger some worthwhile thoughts for you too, just as it has for me as I've processed it. Emmanuel, God with us. Beautiful words. But have we forgotten their meaning? Consider the implications of God being with us. The concept alone should leave us searching for words. The cosmic creator of limitless power became a fragile human being. A dirty little village held the conduit to eternity. Its darkened streets concealed the God of all the universe. His eternal nature might have shattered time by his mere presence,
With only a thought, his infinite power might have ripped apart the building blocks of reality. This being, who is the sum of every hope and every fear mankind can think of, laid down his infinite might. Why? To be closer to you. And now, restored to his infinite glory, he waits. You have only to ask, and he will once again rip through the fabric of space and time just to be near you. Because Emmanuel isn't only his name on Christmas, it's his name every day of our lives. Well, guys, I'm going to cut to the chase, cut through some of the usual stuff that I do at the end here, and just wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I hope you have an awesome time, whatever you're doing, however you're spending the time. I hope it's good. I hope you find a moment to reflect on truth, and I hope you also just have a good time with the people that are in your life, and you get a chance to just continue to enjoy and build on those relationships. That is so much, I think, of what this life is about, is just building and enjoying relationships, loving each other and enjoying the relationships that God has given us, and then in response to that, enjoying God and relating to Him. So I hope that that your time off, your time thinking about and celebrating Christmas is filled with all that kind of stuff. I also want to thank Ken from Honolulu and Rich the Rocket Scientist for sending in those reviews. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it. Next week, if God wants it to happen, I'm going to have a Hobbit conversation with Kim Wiki from the Christian Geek Central community. Now and then, I'm going to try and have these little conversations now and then with geeks about the thing that they are most geeky about, and when possible, have it coincide with some things going on in the entertainment world, such as the Hobbit movie coming out. So Kim is like, I think she is the resident uber super Tolkien geek on the Christian Geek Central. Maybe somebody out there will want to fight her for the title, but for right now, I think the title is hers. So I'm going to sit down with her and talk about The Hobbit and probably compare and contrast our views on the movie. And then Matt McKinney, who you know from the Trek Talk segments and a few other things, is going to share a review of the Flashpoint Paradox animated DC movie, which I'm very excited about because it's not one that I got around to reviewing, but I did enjoy it, and I just didn't have time to do a review, so I'm really glad that that someone else rescued the movie from being forgotten. So anyway, that's going to be next week if Yahweh wants it to happen. I am recording these episodes in advance, so there shouldn't be a problem. You know, as you listen to these episodes, I'm going to be off doing my own Christmas thing. But I basically recorded three or four episodes, like, all in the space of 2 days so that they can all be put out while I'm taking some time off over the back half of December and the first part of January. So, anyway, I hope you come back after Christmas and before you kick off the new year for some Hobbit and DC superheroes conversation that I think you'll enjoy. Till then, thanks so much for making time for this show today. I hope you have a great week and that you'll join me next time here on the Spirit Blade Underground podcast as we continue to geek out and seek the truth.
The Spirit Blade Underground is a community-supported endeavor of Spirit Blade Productions. This podcast is produced by Painter Frenson with support from the Christian Geek Central community at ChristianGeekCentral.com. For information about the latest entertainment and resources from Spirit Blade Productions, visit SpiritBlade.net. Thank you for listening.